barely 10 on the Fundy shore.
The song is called Pebble that you're listening to, and it was penned by my next guest, who takes, I think, a rather unique approach to music. We all approach music and from different angles. Some of us use it purely for enjoyment. Some of us get the enjoyment out of producing it and playing it. But Jason Brown takes this to a different, I don't want to say level, but to a different take on it. And something that I think you'll find very interesting if you haven't already figured it out. Jason Brown is a math professor at Dalhousie University, and kind of takes a look at music and breaks it down into essentially math. Right.
That's exactly right.
So, Jason, tell me a little bit about how you first approached breaking down what we just heard and other music into sort of a math equation.
Well, it's not so much an equation; it's a recognition of the patterns that infuse music, and you know, great music, I think, involves setting expectations, which involve patterns, and then there's a choice to either meet the expectations or to thwart them and have a surprise. And the very best songwriters do this naturally, and it's inherently mathematical at heart, whether you meet the expectations or you thwart them, and how you go about doing those things.
Songs are math, correct?
All songs are math, and it's the patterns that we put into the songs, and it's the way that we can use a little bit of mathematics in the background to create emotional content.
So technically, is it algebra? Is it how would you define it?
It's a lot of different things. A lot of it is simply basic arithmetic. I mean, one of the things that I speak about when I give talks on math and music is Chuck Berry's lead guitar playing. And at a certain point, he did a duck walk, which he was so moved by what he was playing in his lead guitar solos that he danced across the stage. And what he was doing, I analyzed, was that was exactly the point where he was playing patterns of threes against the basic rock patterns of fours in the background. And it's the overlaying of two different patterns that is so wild until they match up that it moved him emotionally to dance.
Right, and it's our brain, because I will be very forthright and say math was not my best subject in school, I will say, is our brain designed to pick up these patterns, and that's kind of what makes music, that's how it resonates with us?
Our brains are set up to recognize these patterns, to not only recognize them, but to expect them, and we're satisfied if the pattern resolves. We're also amused and tickled by having them a new pattern introduced or a pattern broken at the moment. But those are all things that every one of us, whether we think of ourselves as mathematical or not, are built to appreciate.
Is that why when a song has a bridge in it or has when it changes, that it's kind of that real attention grabbing?
Exactly. You know, it's attention grabbing, and if it's done right, it won't seem as an abrupt break in the song, but it'll just seem refreshing. And then there's the mathematical part of figuring out how do I get into the bridge and how do I leave the bridge. And especially one thing that the Beatles did really well was modulate, which is change keys. And to do that, you have to be really clever. And to get into the new key and to get out of it. And if you do it well, it's seamless, but it's an aha moment for the audience.
And it just perks your ears up when you hear it. It's like, what? That's cool, right?
It's cool. And the Beatles knew that it was cool when they started doing that. I think that was around the song From Me to You, that Paul McCartney said their songwriting took off, and that's the first song where they changed keys.
Jason, when you're obviously a player yourself, and you've written a song that we're going to talk about here in a second, when you write it, do you write it as a math piece or do you write it as a song?
I write it as a song, but the mathematics is never far behind. When you're writing a song, you have to make musical choices, and I think one of the nice things about being a mathematician is I can recognize explicitly the kind of choices that are available to me because I've recognized it in other songs. And then I can choose to make some of the same choices in order to add content to the song.
Your song that we played here at the beginning and you're going to play for us here in a minute or so is called Pebble. Tell me about the genesis of this song.
It started about 15 years ago, and with a lot of my songs in that time period, it started off with a story that unfolded in front of me as I was writing the song. And at the beginning, I knew I wanted to be about simplicity, to be about goodness, about service to others. And the song began to unfold as a song about a soldier. And his life, both going through marriage and going through childbirth. And then the last verse, I wasn't sure what it was going to be about. And all of a sudden, it played out before my eyes as I was writing the song. And it was deeply about loss. And at that point, I had to put down my guitar because I couldn't write it because of the how emotional I got. Until I got to the point where I could be a little bit more analytical about writing it. And I just write through that.
Some people tell me that our songwriters, Jason, that you know sometimes they come together very quickly. Sometimes it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, done. And there's some very famous examples of some very popular songs
right.
that came together very quickly. But this one has been sort of a labor of love for you over 15 years.
It's been a labor of love. And, you know, there is an editing process. You know, on one hand, you like the song to flow out immediately, but that doesn't preclude you from going back and making some other choices to really hone the song. And it's like any work that you do, that editing it and honing it is part of the process, you know, and the listener will appreciate all that goes into it.
Will you play a few bars for us?
I will.
He happened to just bring his guitar, go figure, right? Anyway, we're going to we'll have Jason Brown. The song is called Pebble. And he's going to play us into the break. Take a listen.
This pebble has been here since time began. It's weathered every storm that has washed away the sand. It's skinned down here by God's hand. With billions out there, somehow this one's special. It's funny about this one. It's funny how this one's. It's funny, but this one is just my pebble.
The song is called Pebble. It's available to for people to listen. Just, I imagine, anywhere you get your music, right?
Exactly.
Jason, thanks for coming in, and thanks for playing for us, and all the best. And the next time I need some advice on breaking down a complicated song, I'll get my calculator out.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
That is Jason Brown, singer, songwriter, math professor at Dalhousie University. We're going to stop and take a break, and we'll be back right after this.